if you can even believe this, but it's time for another Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. A review of the top 5 things that happened on our morning show, which you can hear weekday mornings on Planet 93.9. My name is Dave. His name is Darren.
And the podcast is brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, mentally, and emotionally because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. They're experienced wellness consultants. What they'll do is sit down with you and discuss what options are going to work best to make you feel more comfortable. If you'd like to take a look at frequently asked questions, those are answered at the website, ntillinois.com.
Number one.
Very excited. They're announcing now a big convention, Golden Con, that'll be taking place in Chicago next year. Golden Con. Any idea what that is?
No.
If you had to guess, it's April 22nd through the 24th in Chicago. Golden Con will be a convention covering all things
Gold Member.
Golden Girls.
Oh, boy.
The Golden Girls. Yeah, I mean, they have these Trekkie conventions and the Star Wars conventions. Why not something for people that are fans of the Golden Girls?
Aren't all those people dead?
No, I think there's a whole younger generation that really loves the Golden Girls.
I thought that was Friends.
Well, Friends is much more popular than the Golden Girls, I'll give you that. I don't know, if you haven't watched it in a while, more often than not, it holds up. The writing's pretty good on that show.
Yes, yeah, it's the person who did Soap.
Right, Susan Harris, right?
Yeah.
If you were enough familiar, The Golden Girls was a show that was on in the 80s, early 90s. They did another season of it where...
After Hours.
Bea Arthur left the show.
Uh-huh.
So they did a show called The Golden Palace. And the premise of that was that Betty White, yeah, Estelle Getty, and Rue McClanahan were all running a hotel with Don Cheadle. It's not the best.
Now, was that the spinoff? That was Hotel Rwanda.
We were
looking for something for Don Cheadle.
Another vehicle.
Another vehicle after the Golden Palace.
Yeah, the Golden Palace was not a hit.
Now, where is that? Is that in New Denver? Or is that Hong Kong Phooey's?
You're thinking of Hong Kong Phooey's.
Okay.
Closed because of some immigration issues. Golden Con, again, April 22nd, 23rd, and 24th in Chicago. It's at the North Halsted District at the LGBTQ+ Community Facility Center on Halsted. There will have a series of Golden Girls events, including a vendor's market, live parody shows, a costume parade, and trivia. Does it seem like the best idea to be doing parody shows if people really love the Golden Girls? You might rub people the wrong way.
Mocking the show. Now, Betty White turns 100 next month, right?
She does. She does. No word on whether or not she'll be at this event. I could see her going. It'd be fun.
Get a life.
Did you see Betty White when she hosted Saturday Night Live a number of years ago?
No.
She was incredible. She was incredible. And the thing is, about Saturday Night Live, they come up with it that week, and they write all of the lines on cue cards. Everybody knows that, right? Uh-huh. All of your lines are on cue cards because there's times where they'll write a bit that afternoon, and they'll use it for Saturday night. So they write everything on the cue cards for Betty White, and she says, I'm in my 80s. I can't read cue cards.
Uh-huh.
I have to memorize it.
Sure.
And she did. She was flawless in every sketch. She's so funny. And at one point, she was only the host of Saturday Night Live because there was some sort of a wellspring of support on the internet, people doing petitions on the internet. And she comes out and she says, I'm here because people went online and demanded that I host. And I have to say, that sounds like a tremendous waste of your time.
Mm.
She's great. Love Betty White. There will also be, it says here, a Rusty Anchor pop-up bar. Now, was that the bar that I don't remember them going to a bar
that
often.
Must be their Regal Beagle, the Rusty Anchor.
Is the Rusty Anchor the bar that the Golden Girls would go to?
That's where they hooked.
I don't remember that.
Uh-huh.
And it says here that the Rusty Anchor was famous because there were only three chairs to a table.
That makes it famous.
Well, in the lexicon in the world of the Golden Girls, a bar that has tables and all the tables only have three chairs. Apparently, that's something people notice. The event organizers for Golden Con promise that there will be appearances by guest stars, producers, and others directly connected with the show.
And again, the venue is what?
It's at a community center on Halsted Street.
Oh, okay.
It's not the United Center.
Yeah.
This isn't taking place at McCormick Place.
Okay.
Not for the first year, at least. Golden Con. Honestly, if I was in town that weekend...
What do they want for a ticket?
Well, they haven't said yet. Ticket prices, it says here, to be determined.
Make a donation at the door.
Well, maybe that's what they're doing. Golden Con, it says, thank you for being a fan. Friends, pals, and confidants, get ready to laugh your way through a first-of-its-kind, weekend-long classic TV comedy fan gathering.
Yeah, they don't have Andrew Gold.
He's gone too, right?
He is passed, yeah, so he can't show up and do the song. That's a shame.
Events for the fan convention include a greatest gift vendors market, just selling, I guess, Golden Girls swag?
Yeah, that's right. Vend it till you end it.
Live parody shows from Hell in a Handbag Theater Company, the Chicago You've Got Style Costume Parade, and Grab That Trivia Dough, a weekend-long Golden Girls trivia battle. Golden Con, thank you for being a fan. It says here, the event organizers would love to hear from vendors, performers, and others interested in participating and producing or presenting at the event. Tickets go on sale soon.
Well, I'll tell you what, put me down for as a maybe, and then once we get closer to April, I probably will have a more definitive answer for you.
Well, I don't think I'm going to be watching any baseball in April of this year.
So no.
It'll give me something to do.
Yeah, what do you have, a lockout as of midnight tonight?
Yeah, 11 o'clock our time is when the lockout happens. And some of what I've been reading is suggesting, Darren, that there's a really good chance there's just not baseball next year.
Cubs and White Sox very busy in free agency right now.
No, that's sarcasm, Darren. I recognize that. But maybe they don't need to be because maybe they know there's not going to be a season.
Yeah, well...
Well, I'm gonna pay somebody millions of dollars to not work.
Four,
right? Number two. I went and got a haircut last night. Tonight, I will begin something of an undertaking for Brood. They got me this case of beer. It's an advent calendar from breweries all across the state of Illinois. So every night, at some point, I will go to this big box. I will open up whatever the beer of the day is, and then I will be sampling it on the Brood Facebook page. We did this last year with a Costco advent calendar that was all German beers. This is Illinois beer. I'm really looking forward to it, and I went and got my hair cut so I look good for my live streams because, frankly, the audience deserves nothing but the best from me. And that's true, too, here because you can watch the show if you want. On the website at Planet 939, there's a video component. It used to be, back in the day, Darren, I didn't care how I looked when I came in to do a morning show. I didn't have to worry about my physical appearance. Now, each and every day, I spend so much time in the chair primping and preening and making myself beautiful for our audience and for you, as a matter of fact.
I feel the same way. Yeah, I got my first haircut a month ago.
Yeah, you hadn't gone in a long time.
19 months.
Oh, wow.
20 months?
What were their comments? Were they like, wow, this is a lot of hair?
You're ravishing.
That's what they said to you, huh? I go to get my haircut last night. I go after dinner, and I'm sitting there in the waiting room. You know, they get that the area before they cut your hair. And the waiting room is me.
You mean your car?
No. They have a little area where you sit.
Or are you in a doctor's office?
It was kind of like that. Well, I don't just sit in a car.
Let me know when you're ready for me.
Yeah, they said it'll be a couple minutes. So I'm sitting there waiting. And the only other kid in the holding area, the only other person in the holding area is this little boy, who I would guess it was about 5 or 6 years old. The only other kid other than me. It's true. This kid, I would say, was 5 or 6 years old, right? He's wearing pajamas with no shoes and no socks.
And he's there by himself?
No, I think his brother and his dad were getting a haircut. Oh, so that's what the holdup was.
That makes more sense.
Right. So dad brought his two little kids to go get their haircut, right? Now, for whatever reason, the other boy, who was younger than this kid, had on pants and shoes and socks.
Yeah.
But this kid's all pajamaed out.
No shoes, no shirts.
No shoes, no socks.
No
right?
service, man.
Yeah, you would think they'd say, hey, listen, your kid has to put on shoes. And the only reason I bring this up is this kid's toenails were so long that I question whether or not he's ever had them clipped. Like, this kid's toenails, and I was sitting 15 feet away, at least. This kid's toenails were 2 inches long if they were a millimeter.
Let me ask you, son, what do they call you? They call me Badger.
This kid could climb a tree without using his hands, is what I'm telling you.
I gotcha.
And it was something else. It was something else. And then, as I was getting my haircut, this kid, it was his turn.
What do you do for fun there, Badger? I climb things.
He didn't really have a lot to say. The stylist was doing her best to make small talk with the kid. Wasn't interested in any of it. And a couple of times was telling her to mind her own business. It was something else.
The kid was telling her to mind her own business?
It was something else. Like, wow. Wow. That is a lot to deal with.
Huh.
Yeah, this kid, I was like, don't make him mad, because if he kicks you...
Don't make eye contact with him.
Right? He's kind of something else.
His finishing move will take your head off.
Something else. He's walking around with no shoes on his feet, no socks, just walking around barefoot with these...
Click, 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 click.
Exactly. Exactly. This guy's got... little kid's got Ginsu knives coming out of his toes. And, I mean, look.
You didn't mention it to Dad then, huh?
I kept my mouth shut. I mean... I had a
didn't
thought
feel
where
like
I was
it was
like,
your place.
No,
huh?
I mean, I kind of had to fight back the urge to say,
"Those are some nice nails you got on your feet."
Usually, it's a good idea to put shoes on your feet, or on your kid's feet. You know, I
when I'm here,
little
is.
Tip,
matter of fact, I require it.
Like I know being a dad's tough. I get it, but I don't know, shoes. You want to look into maybe those? Years ago, I went to a demolition derby out at the fairgrounds, and there was a PA announcer, and I was in tears because the PA announcer at the demo derby out there at the Mississippi Valley Fairgrounds.
Yeah,
every once in a while he would have to make announcements.
Yeah,
that he really would rather not make.
Uh huh.
And you could tell he was just getting more and more frustrated, and at one point he was just lecturing everybody on how to parent.
Uh huh.
And it was. Ladies and gentlemen, we got reports that there are some children running around out there without any damn shoes on their feet. A lot of broken beer bottles. These little bastards are going to end up with a lot of damn cuts on their feet. So please, I can't believe I got to tell you this. Put some shoes or some sandals, for crying out loud, on your damn kids' feet, please. All right, we're going to get started with the next heat here in about 15 minutes. These little bastards are going to get their feet all cut up running around without any shoes on.
Well, I think the Eagles said it best when they said, those shoes.
It's just, being barefoot at a demo derby in July is one thing. Barefoot the last day of November at the haircut place?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, man. I kept telling myself, like, you know, who are you to judge, man? You don't know what this family's going through. Where do you get off? But also, it's not, put some paper bags over those things so I don't have to look at them. What are you doing?
What you do know is what you're going through.
I was texting my wife and my kid, and I'm like, you guys, there's this kid here with giant toenails. Should I take a picture? And they're both like, absolutely not. What's the matter with you? Why would you involve us
in this? What are you, a private investigator?
I know. It was just so unsettling, though. It was so unsettling. And I was picturing, like, this, because kids like to kick their feet around in the back seat. The upholstery in this guy's car.
Shredded.
It's got to be just absolutely, just punctures upon punctures.
Yeah, it's like he picked up Freddy Krueger hitchhiking.
Right. It's like if they ever make a sequel to Edward Scissorhands, and they just want it to be, I don't know, Billy Scissortoes. I know where we can find the kid.
The kid's got the part.
Yeah, they got his information, I'm sure, there at the haircut place. They can find it.
I can't believe I got to read this. We got a lot of hot action out here tonight at the track. A lot of these damn kids are running around. These little bastards running around without any shoes on their feet. There's a lot of broken beer bottles because a lot of you can't find the damn trash cans.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I know.
The broken beer bottles. That's another rant of mine.
Normally, I keep my mouth shut about the broken beer bottles. I don't know how damn hard it is to find the giant damn oil drum we keep out here to throw the damn bottles
and use it.
But a lot of y'all like to break glass, and now these little bastards are running around without
calling the kids little bastards on the PA system.
Yeah.
I was just howling. Like, it was the most entertained I think I'd ever been. I can care less about the demo derby. The PA guy, he was the star of the show that night.
I can't believe it's come to this. I got to read this. We got reports, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of these little bastards running around without any shoes on their feet.
So, yeah, I guess in the words of the late, great Steve Miller, shoo the children with no shoes on their feet.
And by that, it means, you know, put shoes on their feet. Don't, like, shoo, get out of here.
Scram.
Scram. Beat it.
I don't know. I think either work, frankly.
We're not talking about shoe fly pie.
Number three.
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 Turkish man verified by the Guinness Book of World Records as having the longest nose on a living person.
There are longer noses on dead people?
Well, I mean, I guess you can't say longest nose of all time, because how would we know that?
Yeah. Not of all time.
Mehmet Ozerek, whose nose was officially measured at 3.46 inches from the bridge to the tip, says his large nose was the cause of mockery when he was growing up, but now he loves it.
Mm.
He tells the Guinness Book of World Records, quote, "My friends used to call me Big Nose to upset me.
They were quite clever."
Paul Knight working on that, were you?
Yeah.
Turkish bullies?
Uh-huh.
Hey, look at Big Nose. We're not going to let Big Nose play in any of our Turkish games.
My friends used to call me...
Wow, did you guys have a round table to figure that one out?
Well, let's see. We're just spitballing here. Every idea is good. Just throw something out. He's got a big nose. I'm going to throw out...
What
gentlemen.
Are you thinking?
I'm going to throw out... We call him Big Nose. Anyone else? No, we're done here. All right, we're going to go with Big Nose.
Yeah, I second the motion.
My friends used to call me Big Nose to upset me, but I took a look at myself. That's when I looked in the mirror, and I discovered myself.
Uh-oh. I don't like where this is going. Turkish bath is next.
Oh, no. This doesn't end well.
Oh, brother.
Rectum?
No. I'm going to take this big nose in the mirror.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna see what I can get done. He says, God made me like this. There's nothing that can be done in this situation.
There's no business like nose business.
He says, I learned to live in peace with my physique. Well, your physique's
physique.
Not, no, physique's not your face.
No. Is there a picture?
Oh, yeah. He's got a big nose, all right. This guy. Look at that nose. It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose
he's
so.
Got, you know what he looks like? He looks like the BFG. The cartoon, the BFG, the big giant.
Hmm.
He had a massive, massive nose. He says he discovered that his nose gave him unexpected benefits, including an enhanced sense of smell.
Are you sure about that? Is that really? Are you sure? Or did someone just tell you that? Has it ever really been put to the test?
Does having a bigger nose give you an enhanced sense of smell?
I don't know that it does.
Listen, man, the guy with the largest nose on planet Earth that's alive says it does. So I'll go along with it.
Yeah, that could be a yumbo.
He says here, quote, I say, there is a smell here. And other people say, we don't smell that smell. And I say, you may not smell it, but I can.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's quite a trick. I could do that. Hey, Darren, you smell that?
What? Smell what?
You smell that smell?
No.
No, well, you wouldn't.
Of course.
Only I can. I have the gift.
Are you sitting in it?
He says, for example, quote, for example, I enter my house. I can immediately tell which dish is cooked.
Who yeah, I'm pretty capable of doing that.
Who can't do that?
Yeah, I can smell when someone's... frying up some bacon as well.
You know, the minute I got into my
house... What is that, popcorn? Yeah.
How do you know that?
Yeah, it's popcorn,
Are you a wizard? Smells like somebody's heating up some fish in a microwave.
Someone making coffee?
Well, yes, I am making coffee, but how did you... What?
Uh-huh. It's the nose. The nose knows.
He says he can also do party tricks... such as inflating a balloon with his nostrils. Gross.
Yeah, no kidding. Here, kids. Hey, kids. Who wants a snot bubble?
Here you go, kids. Here's another booger balloon. Have fun with it. I got the biggest nose of any living person in the world. You know, they used to call me Big Nose.
I'm Schnaj, the clown.
Inflating a balloon with his nostrils.
Good way of sucking that in and killing yourself.
He says, I love my nose. I've been blessed. It's the longest nose of anyone that's alive right now.
Mm-hmm.
They say have confirmation. But there is the curious story of one Thomas Wedders. Thomas Wedders was a circus performer who lived in England in the 1770s.
Mm-hmm.
So around the time we were saying we want out of this whole empire thing, there was a guy over there entertaining people in the circus, and this guy had, according to the legend, a 7.5-inch long nose.
Wow. That'd be hanging past your mouth.
Yeah, that's more than twice this guy's nose. Pictures of him, I mean, he looks like a character in Beetlejuice. I mean, look at this. Here's some renderings of what Thomas Wedders looked like. He's not the Elephant Man, but they should have called him the Elephant Man because he looks like he has a trunk growing out of his head rather than a nose. Schnaz measured 7.5 inches long.
Yeah, now you've got something.
Take a dollar bill, put it on your face, and then add an inch to that, an inch and a half. And that's how long this guy's nose was, according to the legend. And he was at a circus performer? Like, what was his tricks? I wouldn't want an enhanced sense of smell in the 1700s at a circus. There are wax figures of him that you can see at the Ripley's, believe it or not, auditorium there in London.
I can eat a watermelon with my nose.
Good Lord. Here's an account from a book, Anomalies and Curiosities of Medicine. This book was written in 1896, so more than 100 years after Thomas Wedders was walking around with his giant nose. But this book from 1896 says, thus, if noses were ever uniformly exact in representing the importance of the individual, this worthy ought to have amassed all the money in Threadneedle Street and conquered all of Europe. For this prodigious nose of his was a compound of the acquisitive with the marshal. But either his chin was too weak or his brow too low, or nature had so exhausted herself in the task of giving this prodigy a nose as to all for together forget to endow him with brains. Oh, man.
Kind of rough.
Yeah. Apparently he was not the smartest guy, but he had a ginormous nose. This Turkish man has a nose half as big, but it's the biggest nose right now on the face of the earth that we know about. And it's given him unique talents, like being able to smell things.
Well, that's what he tells himself anyway.
Number four.
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 There's a robot company that wants to give you $200,000.
If I do what?
You have to give them the rights to your face.
Mm.
They're building these robots.
How much again?
$200,000.
$200,000.
A robot startup offering $200,000 to make robots with your face and your voice. So here's the thing. For $200,000, you are selling perpetual rights to the company.
Boy, I know someone who would take this offer and would make one hell of a robot. Because let's face it. That's all we're left with.
Promobot will pay you $200,000 for perpetual rights to a face and voice to replicate thousands of times as part of their customer service-focused humanoid robot. The humanoid robots are usable, they say, in several environments. The specific demand for a face and voice is for this company that wants to bring Promobot's Robo-C robots to malls and airports and other public venues across North America and the Middle East.
Tell me that if you live in the Middle East, you're not going to want a robotic little Lermo
Raji
that vacuums your rug.
The iLarry.
It's going to vacuum your carpet.
Here's what they're saying. Age, gender, and race are not deciding factors in picking the face. Anyone over the age of 25 can apply on their website.
Uh-huh.
The company will make a 3D model of the winner's face and body, and the person chosen will need to dictate more than 100 hours of speech to produce a synthetic version capable of saying anything that Promobot's clients wish.
All right, well, let's just go ahead and send them, we'll send them Silent Night.
Amazing Larry singing Silent Night?
Yeah.
That'd be a big hit in the Middle East.
Anywhere, really. Get your robotic little Lermo now, wherever you shop.
It's really... I forgot about this.
Tis the season.
Look at him. He's just sitting there.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round young virgin mother and child. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
And now he just sits there with a look at his face like...
Totally nailed.
And knocked that out of the park.
Night,
oh, there's more?
Yeah, I've got a... I've got a programming and sales opportunity I'd like to... run past you. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day,
yeah,
we air Larry Silent Night every other hour.
Okay.
And we sponsor it.
Sure. If you sell that out, we can make it happen.
All right. Anybody who's listening, any business owner, if you'd like that opportunity.
To sponsor Amazing Larry.
Silent Night.
On the hour, at like the top of the every hour? Every other hour.
Yeah.
Amazing Larry singing Silent Night.
Yeah.
That's something that people can...
Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
All right. Well, it's out there. Get a hold of Darren.
Mm-hmm.
They say
going to make it happen.
They say that these things are going to, these robots are going to start showing up in the year 2023.
Okay.
They want a robot that can say anything that the promo bot's clients want. So that's why you got to sit in a booth and record 100 hours of talking.
Doesn't set well.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some time on his hands.
There's that.
Just wake up every day and talk.
They say here in the press release, the people at PromoBot, since 2019, we've been actively manufacturing and supplying humanoid robots to the market. Our new clients want to launch a large-scale project, and as for this, they need to license a new robot appearance to avoid legal delays. The company is ready to pay out $200,000 to somebody willing to transfer the rights to use one's face forever. It's, if you're wondering about the legal delays that they're talking about, it's worth pointing out that these PromoBot people got sued because they thought it would be a good idea to start making robots that look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And without him signing off
on it.
Yeah,
yeah, that's a mistake. They made robots in his image without asking his permission, and the folks at PromoBot soon found that they were getting sued by Arnold Schwarzenegger for $10 million.
Yeah, how would you know that you can't do that?
I would think that would not know. Yeah, I was going to say that would just be common sense, right? If you were going to make it like Clark Gable or something, somebody who can't sue you.
Right. Now, that's not bad. Clark Gable.
Clark Gable robot.
Uh-huh.
Nobody even knows who Clark Gable is these days.
No, they don't.
Humanoid robots are complex and difficult creations that several companies are struggling to overcome.
No one knows who I am. I'm a robot, and frankly, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, using Arnold Schwarzenegger, probably not the best idea, because he's another guy that's got time on his hands.
Yeah, right.
And probably lawyers at the ready to go ahead and sue you. In fact, well, this is a treat. Joining us now on the hotline is the former governor of California and the guy who is suing PromoBot for $10 million, Arnold Schwarzenegger, joining us live here on Dave and Darren in the Morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Is this David Darren?
It is.
I can't believe it. The robot.
So you sued.
Yeah, that's right. I sued him for $10 million. And all of this.
And all of these things.
I sued him good.
Where am I?
What?
I sound like I'm in a box.
You don't know where you're at.
You don't happen to have...
Very confusing. I don't know. Anyway,
you don't happen to have the former governor of Minnesota with you, do you?
Oh, you're talking about
Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, this is here. You want to talk to Jesse?
Well, I just want to know what he's kind of up to.
Hang on a second. Jesse, they want to talk to you.
Governor Ventura?
Hello.
Is this Governor Ventura?
This is Governor Jesse Ventura. Who's this?
This is the Dave and Darren Show.
How did you get this number?
We got a call.
This is an unlisted number.
This is Arnold Schwarzenegger's phone.
I don't know how you know that.
Because he called us.
Son of a bitch. You don't call here. I don't know how you got this number.
What is your take on the banking system?
No, don't do this. Oh, God.
Well, it's funny you should ask. Uh-huh. Because the banking system, a lot of people don't know, is actually owned by only three families.
Oh, is that right? Which three?
No, give me the phone. You can't do this. Every time we call you guys, you get him off of these tangents, and then I got to listen to him going on and on about all these families and all of this. I can't do this.
I was
going
to ask him about the gold standard.
No, don't do this. You're going to get him crazy, and then he gets so irritable, and then we're about to sit down and have breakfast. And you're going to make his, get all agitated. You can't make this. I'll sue you right after I get done suing the PromoBot people.
So what is he in town for? What are you guys doing later today?
Hey, God, I'll give him the phone, but promise you won't ask about the banking system.
Okay. Governor Ventura.
Yes, hello, this is Governor Jesse Ventura.
What is your take on the gold standard, or...
Oh, I'm glad. I'm so glad you asked.
Or cryptocurrencies.
Cryptocurrencies are interesting because it's a blockchain. You got to understand how that works. And the thing is, they don't want you to put your money in crypto. Don't do this. Give me the phone. I swear to God, Dave and Dan, and I'll come to Ireland. I'll kill you both.
Well, we'd love to
I'll
see
sue
you.
You, but then please, we were gonna have a nice breakfast, and now you ruin it with all of this banking nonsense and all of these things. Don't make robots out of me. I got to go now. Okay. Now he's climbing the walls. Why are you doing this to me? I don't know.
Every time.
I don't know why you insist on agitating him like that. Poor guy.
I like
two governors hanging out trying to have breakfast.
I like to get him fired up.
And you gotta poke buttons.
Yeah.
Five.
Number five.
In India, a traditional wedding procession is being blamed for the death of 63 chickens. It was the music and the fireworks and the dancing that killed the chickens. Apparently, the party was so loud that the chickens died as a result. Pumping music, fireworks, dancing, and a marching brass band in shiny jackets. Blame now for the death of 63 chickens in India. Mr. Rajit Kumar Parida saying the party was blasting out an ear-splitting noise.
Of the chicken dance.
Well, how's that for irony?
God, we're tired of that song.
They passed his poultry farm. Just before midnight.
Yeah.
It was a procession.
Okay, so the chickens aren't at the party.
No,
they
but
just
you wouldn't invite chickens to a wedding. I shouldn't think. And for some reason we've invited 63 chickens to join us for our nuptials.
The chicken dance.
Yeah!
Myron always includes the chicken dance when he plays fairs and the worst fest in New Braunfels, Texas.
Hell yes!
Here's how to do it. Everybody stand up at home and join us.
Yeah, we will.
You make the beaks,
uh-huh.
Wings,
yeah.
Tail feathers,
yeah, this isn't
and
dumb.
More claps.
Uh-huh.
Do that again.
Okay.
Beaks,
yeah.
Wings,
gotcha.
Tail feathers,
there they are.
And four claps. Next, you link elbows and turn in a circle, like this.
Gosh, I don't remember the chicken dance being this
or
complicated.
Or lean back and turn. Or you can turn in place by yourself. Myron, here we go.
Oh, man. Myron Florin killing it on the accordion. These people do not look like they're enjoying themselves. Nobody does.
No
when
one does.
Doing chicken dance. The guy who has this poultry farm says this is just before midnight on Sunday. He says, I asked the band operators to lower the volume as the music was too noisy and it was terrifying the chickens. But they didn't listen, and the groom's friends all shouted at me. Shut up, chicken farmer. We're going to have a party.
You're going to kill these chickens.
A vet told the chicken farmer that all of the chickens died of a heart attack. Oh, no. These chickens died of a broken heart. Broken-hearted chickens.
Well, they're a little high-strung anyway.
Chickens are?
Yeah.
The farmer now filing a police complaint after the wedding organizers are refusing to pay compensation. I guess loud noises does increase the risk of cardiovascular disease in birds. Chickens are governed by a circadian rhythm that's controlled by the natural light-dark cycle of day and night. Sudden excitement or stress due to loud music disrupts their biological clock. Well, I don't know. The poultry farmer, not happy with these people. Could you turn it down, please? My chickens are very upset. This marching brass band and the shiny jackets, it's a bit much. It's a little over the top. I'm begging you, not for me, but for the chickens.
Yeah, you're going to have to turn that into, well, you got to utilize the chickens, don't you? If they're dead, it's like, okay, we got to move quick.
Right.
This is a lot of chicken gumbo. This is a lot of chicken soup.
So fresh.
So fresh, but we got to act fast.
Yes. The marching brass band, they have drumsticks, and they're hungry for drumsticks. Let's work out a solution here.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And that was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for downloading it and subscribing to it and leaving reviews and, of course, listening to it. We also want to thank Nature's Treatment of Illinois for sponsoring it.
They have two locations, one in Milan and also one on West Main Street in Galesburg. And now both stores are open 7 days a week. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use that includes flower, vapes, edibles, and so much more, and their recreational waiting lists are available. You can reserve your time if you go to the website. That's ntillinois.com.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop.
East Moline,
yeah, they keeping it hot.
Oh, we are the boys of the chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.